If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. Jeez. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Isn't the term global so much? I don't think people quite understand too. Just like all the stuff in the financial world and with currency.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, it just kind of affects us here in Nebraska, right? Or in Lincoln. No. It's pretty worldly.
Global.
And nobody else global is working 4.5 days. I'll tell you that. That's how if they hire efficiency, they hire workers, they give you some flexibility to have yourself. So again, it could be Monday morning off. Could be Tuesday afternoon off.
Is that really?
Jake would do Tuesday after Monday afternoon.
Go play league
and be ready to go. Mow the yard. Yep. Have some time. Get everything. Get his life all together. And that's what Carson Schott does. He gets a chance to sit down with you. He fine tunes your resume. He helps you for the process of applying to be part of Currency. And he gets you all set. And he gives you a global package of where you're going to go. Will you be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Here's the direction we're going to go with you. And it just makes everything crystal clear.
You saw this all happening.
I saw what goes on.
Did.
I saw what
you
goes
walked
on.
Through it all.
I walked it all. Jim Hansen took me through it. It was a level of organization that was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my life. And
in
so
what regard?
Just everything, how people were dressed, how they were working. What was going. We walked into 20 different buildings. And every place was the same. Work was being done. And it was awesome. And also, just a pack of smiles. Everyone's smiling.
Oh, God, really?
Everyone was smiling. Yeah, because they had things.
It wasn't like they had Lay's sitting by their desk and
no.
Coke.
No, they were busy.
Just doing it.
Things were getting done.
Ties pulled up.
And guess what?
That's right.
That's what you want to be part of. I love the one. You'll love it here. It's just, you know, no big deal if you show up late. It's a friendly place to work. All stuff. That sounds cool. And then also, it'll crash on you. It'll absolutely
There's
crash.
A ping pong table over there.
Yeah, you'll love
you
it.
You really
want
to play.
Yeah, play over there. Just whenever you want. If you have a contract that's due or something, that's fine. Get some ping pong in. Play some pinball. You'll love it. No, how about this one? How about being better at what you do? Let's try that one. Be better.
Let's lock it in.
Yeah. Hanson would be proud of you right now. Jim.
He is proud of him. He's got a big smile.
Yeah, I hope he's listening.
I can see a big smile on his face right now. That's right, Bill.
How about this? Be better.
Work. How about try that one? I'd like to have all these things, but I'd also like to have, like, can we do that just 3-day work week? And then also.
No.
It's not going to work.
No, it's not how it works like that.
No.
I'll give you 4.5.
Yeah.
And you'll like it.
Wear a sweatshirt.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today.
Jake, I told him.
What did you say?
I was talking about how I don't like to run the air or the heat. But it was one of those spring days. It was getting cold. And I just shake. So bottom line, I go, yeah, I think it got down to like 66. Wear a sweatshirt.
Put a
sweatshirt on.
Come on, idiot. That's not hard. Layer up, man.
I've made that crystal clear on this show. The one thing that I will not be cheap on is refrigerated air. When it's hot, I will
we're
not.
Different.
I'm not doing the old, hey, I'm going to sleep here. It'd be very uncomfortable. I'm going to have just lay here. Just.
How about a fan?
No.
It's not the same.
Open the window and draw the cool air of the night through the fan.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to pay for refrigerated air. And that is
we'll cut other expenses.
I'll go without eating for a week. It's fine. It's fine.
You're looking kind of skinny.
We have a philosophical difference.
Yes, I'm going to have. We're going to be very. When I drive, like, in the truck without that, I mean, if it's hot, AC's on high. There's no like, it's going to kill my gas mileage. Don't care.
We have a philosophical difference here. I'll crack the windows sometimes.
Bill comes in starving. What's wrong with you? I haven't eaten all week.
I got the AC on. Cranked.
Like that. You know how it is when parents get older. You know, my parents are 90.
Yeah.
And so. Cold is not as near as important to him. Heat does not bother him at all. When I went to my parents' house and I got there Saturday night, it was like there was a heat lamp on inside. I go, we're gonna have to run that AC a little bit.
What'd you do?
Just turn the AC on.
Whipped
it down. Just got it down into the mid-70s. It was probably about 88 when I got there. It's just
that's hot.
I was dehydrated.
Anything over 80.
Yeah, it was.
Anything over 80 is a little
rough. It's probably about 88.
It's like Midwest Bank's rainforest. Yeah, there, basically. Rainforest.
Like,
first
word I said when I walked in the door, hey, let's get that AC going. Let's try that out.
80's. When it says 80 on the thermometer.
And they were fine. They're like going, what's wrong?
No. Yeah. 80's rough.
We're kind of cold in here.
Wow.
Actually.
They will go past 80.
It was hot.
Let's crank up the AC. It's 88 degrees.
You keep it at what, like 68?
No, just write 70.
Okay.
Yeah, 70. Yeah, that's not ridiculous. 69,
70, come on. Yeah.
I'm asking personal questions at this point.
A little bit.
If it was 65, okay, you can take shots, but 70?
68's a little much.
All I know is I'm going to run it. I don't want that deal either, too, where it's like, we got it set, so it goes to 78 at like 3 in the morning. No. If I wake up, just, What happened? And I just like, I'll lose it. I will absolutely lose it.
78's not that bad.
I just lose it.
No, it's
just
a little rough.
Just sweating profusely.
I would absolutely lose it. I'd be like, Laura!
I can't breathe.
What's going on?
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't.
So hot.
You can't breathe.
Plus, sugar would not like that. Sugar would not like that.
I'm strangely obsessed with the topic.
We bought something for sugar. We're going to see when it gets here. A cool pad.
Did you?
Cool. I don't know exactly how it works at that, but something for the layout.
Figure it out.
Let us know how it works.
That works.
You want to report back on that.
She's like a polar bear. This is not.
Yeah, she
needs
that.
This is not her weather.
No.
This is not her weather.
She needs chilled.
She loves her ball more than anything. Like the other day, I threw it out. She just stood there like,
it's hot.
I don't know if I'm
kind of hot out there.
I can feel that heat hit me right in the face. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Culligan Jay says, my wife gets mad when the AC goes below 74.
Oh.
Ooh, that's.
Just going to tell you right now, guys, everybody,
sweat in that house.
You'll be able to.
No, there's not a lot of sweat. That's not sweat.
You're just not going to get, your whole life isn't going to change.
Sweat.
Profusely sweat.
Hey, you guys got a swimming pool and stuff. What? We kept it at 74, so we had that extra money. So we just got a pool.
Come on.
No, it's not going to happen.
Savings.
No, it's not. It doesn't change your life. It doesn't change your life.
Savings.
You're only on this earth for so long. Be comfortable. Be comfortable.
What's
wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Yeah. You counseled me to cut gum out so I could pay for my Sirius radio.
A little bit like that.
Cut the gum
also
out.
And also, you just put it in and just chomp it like right there in the middle of the show sometimes. All of a sudden, I'm just like, I think that,
Oh, it drives people nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It does. And when I got it on the phone.
And you're a chomper.
I know.
Yeah.
People always call me out on it. Like, what are you chewing? So I kind of quit. Yeah. But anyway.
Jimmy, good point. This goes with Bill. He says, "What are you saving money for after death or what?"
Yeah, it's not. Can you imagine that right there? You just you're winding down. You've went to the assisted living place like that, and it's like that. What did you do best in your life? Save that money on the AC. That's what I did.
That's why I'm
living good right now. Can't even get out of my chair.
You almost got me convinced. I obsess over weird stuff. You almost got me convinced.
Jake, I had several texts again about the golf tournament. Is there anything on that?
This is uncomfortable.
It is.
It is June 17th.
I think once we get past.
Supposed to be in July. People are wanting to sign up.
I know.
They keep sending me their foursomes to make sure we're in. And I go, well, we don't have a sign-up sheet yet.
Jake?
I'm going to focus on it the end of this week. I will put some actual effort into it.
So that would be involve maybe calling Jim
Ager. I probably need to, step one, call Jim Ager. Step one.
Then Breakers, start texting in if you would, please, if you have interest in being a whole sponsor. Let us know.
Whole sponsor.
And for some reason, if Ager says no, I have a backup option.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a backup.
Look at that. How about that?
I got a place we could go otherwise.
Is it
Hidden Valley?
It's not.
I love Hidden Valley.
That open?
Yeah.
I played it this Saturday. I played it this past Saturday.
Did you?
In a tournament.
It's been all redone. It's incredible.
It does look, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's much better than it has been in the past. It's very
nice.
That
was the place
now.
I started golfing on. Hidden Valley. Yes.
Do you have clubs?
I had clubs. Three.
You used the safeties clubs.
I beat Steve Brugman down in Dallas golfing. Steve Brugman from Lincoln East, like that.
Brugman, yeah.
And all I played the whole round with a 7-iron, a pitching wedge, and a putter. I teed off with a 7-iron.
Why did you tee off with a 7-iron?
Because I could hit it straight about one, whatever.
180.
So not even, no, we did it 180. I just did the old, I'm just going to play small ball. I'm going to keep this ball in the fairway and always be in play. And it worked.
What was his response losing to a three?
It was a lot, yeah.
Golfer,
yeah.
Brugman. With no drive, 7-iron is the highest club he had.
So Brugman's not a great golfer.
He's a lot better now, but probably I don't think any of us were great.
I cannot imagine Jake's Brugman being a bad golfer.
He's not now. He's incredible.
Brugman's a good athlete.
Scratch. Yeah.
By the way, before we get to the game show, we're late. The OG CJ says, you know, he went to a hotel last night. Thermostat. Put the thermostat at 63 degrees.
It's a beautiful.
Okay. You go to a hotel, it's the best.
Okay.
Oh,
there's no rules there. Yeah, crank it down.
I was
63.
Out at Rosette, the cobblestone. I said like that. I woke up and it took me everything I could. First of all, the first wake up is like it's too cold to get out of bed. I can't do it. Yeah. And I just hang in there and just hunker down. The fine. It's like I got to make a move. And when you make the move to go to change it, it's so cold. And then you open up the windows are just oh god, you can't even see. They're fogged over.
Better rip times. It down at a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
They know it. They expect it. Yeah, just go ahead. 63, go for it.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Go can't for it. Splurge.
It can't get much colder than 63.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if I would like it.
Be in the hospital.
That's pretty cold, OGCJ. But he also says 68 degrees year-round at the house.
Hey, just mention Dak real fast. What, yeah, did, real, what caught your eye?
Yeah,
that?
Dak was, is it OTAs right now? What's happening? This?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and he was
minicamp OTAs, whatever.
He talked after OTAs. He said he needs to win a Super Bowl for his own sanity to get a title. And I think about some of the all-time greats that didn't get. Dan Marino, how's his sanity right now? He never got a title. He's seen as an all-time great quarterback, Hall of Famer. Doesn't have the ring, though. Doesn't have a title.
Did Marino just get to one Super Bowl?
His first year, that's it.
That was it.
You asked the question, does it still bother him? I bet it still bothers him. A lot of those guys who never get it, I bet it bothers him.
Oh, absolutely, it bothers him.
Maybe not every single day, but a lot of days, right? A
lot of days. If you can put it in perspective, if I played, so I'm trying to think of quarterbacks that fall into this. But if you're Jim Kelly, you can't live with yourself. Almost, I mean, not live with yourself, but you can't get over it. Mm-hmm. It was four straight years in the Super Bowl. Think about that, 4 straight years in the Super Bowl. They're 2-2. Yeah, okay. Mm. Even you get the one, it's like, hey, we're really good. Yeah. But when you go none, 0-4, it's like, oh, man.
That haunt you.
Oh, that would haunt you. Mm. So there's some that haunt, or those who had the chance to be so close to winning it, and then it failed on them, being that close. Like, hey, Craig Morton, Broncos, and they get beat by like 50 by the Cowboys, something like that. It was like, it's like, okay, we got here. We probably shouldn't really have been here, but we're okay.
Morton.
I don't think he's like would just be devastated over it.
No.
But there's some that are.
Is Dak, they're not going to, the Cowboys aren't winning the Super Bowl this year.
I would be surprised.
Right. I mean, poor Dak.
Just trying to give some, you know, offseason conversation.
How many playoff wins does he have?
He's got, he's 2-5 in the playoffs.
2-5 in the playoffs. Okay.
Craig Morton.
Athletic.
No, 2 years ago, the Cowboys.
Yeah, how did the Cowboys rein him in?
Be careful for the
it's
zone
like Michael
read.
Vick.
2 years ago, the Cowboys played the Packers. I think they were the 2 seed that year. Right. And the Packers just put up 48 points on them in Dallas. Just were up 27, right. Up 27-0 in the game. Yes. Complete disaster.
It was a disaster.
And a year they were supposed to, you know, have a chance to win it all. And mm-hmm. they were just got beat down at home by a Jordan Love-led Packers team that wasn't supposed to be in the playoffs.
No, that I remember that game. I think I was going to Kansas City for some reason that day. And it was, I was listening to it, and that was a complete and utter disaster. I mean, that's the kind of thing.
Threw a pick six, that was just horrible.
It reminded me of Nebraska losing to Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game. It just, the wheels fell off.
They did, early.
The lug nuts came off. They did.
The lug nuts
came off. I mean, it was not good.
I don't think that, no one's putting Dak Prescott in Marino territory in terms of, hey, what does it mean to not get a Super Bowl when you had an all-time great, that, or like no. Jim Kelly, that's the biggest one. Kelly, 4 straight years, I don't know how anybody can compare to that doesn't have a title beyond the other players that are on the team besides Jim Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But
Dak.
No one really is going to care if Dak does not get a Super Bowl.
Where are you putting Dak when you rank quarterbacks?
Middle of the pack.
Okay.
Right? He's not 20th. He's like probably 15th, 16th.
I was going to guess him probably about that 10 to 12. I'd have to have him all in front of me. And then I'll also say,
I wondered if he's put him in the top 10.
Well, he's getting paid like he's a top 10.
I don't think he is top 10.
I don't think he's top 10 quarterback.
That's one of those debates that when that goes on other shows or whatever, that ranking the quarterbacks, that just doesn't interest me too much.
Oh, God. We are 100% different on that. I could listen all day to it. And
the
I have.
List. Yes.
That's not at mine. I see why they do it. This doesn't interest me a lot.
Oh, I love when they start talking about the salaries and
they start talking the last 10 and they're like, or the last five.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to figure out who's 26th. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care whatsoever.
That's when Sip cranks it up. Like, oh, yeah. Come on. Give me 26th. Who is that?
Oh, there's no way.
That's
that dude's 20. That guy's 28th. That's nuts.
Who's your best quarterback right now?
That's a good question.
Who is it?
You don't go
it's
Joe
close.
Burrow.
Is it Jane Daniels?
Daniels is
he's I've seen certain, him ranked number one.
So have I.
Is Mahomes nothing but just because his last game wasn't as good type of thing? I don't know. They're all.
I love it. I love the discussion.
You could argue several. Yeah. Joe Burrow has a debate in the conversation.
Burrow's in the conversation. You know, Daniels is still not enough time yet to see where it goes.
I can't put him first.
But he has done some remarkable things. And
like Josh said, Allen, remember him? He's pretty good.
Just imagine that the two quarterbacks you talk about maybe being the best were like, they weren't back-to-back, but it just went from in a span, if you're an LSU fan, you had Joe Burrow, and then you had Jaden Daniels.
It's ridiculous.
It'd be kind of like, okay, that's pretty good. Think about this, though. Daniels never really got close. Think how good he is.
Yep.
Just think how good
never
he
got
is.
Close to a title.
Title. No, it was never close to one.
Was it 10-3 was last year?
You guys didn't mention Lamar.
Lamar Jackson is worth in the conversation.
He's been the MVP, two times?
I think we went through it's like there's six or seven guys you can make any case for being number one. And then beyond that, you can't.
But how recently was it just Mahomes? Would you just say, no, Mahomes is
last year.
Last year.
But not now.
And also,
he had a down year. I mean, his stats were not great last year. Yeah.
But just remember also, which is crazy, they basically said, Broncos, you can win the game. That's their only loss. They were 16 and one. Yeah. They were 16 and one.
I know.
And the only reason they lost the one because they just like, hey, listen, this is not a big deal to us. Mm-hmm. That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looked very, like I said, just because the Super Bowl was so bad, all of a sudden it's like, I don't know, maybe he's kind of starting to lose it. You know, I'd be shocked if he's not, you know, if you're not in the conversation mid-year next year. It's like going, I think Mahomes is number one quarterback again.
He's mm-hmm. back.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now.
We're
464-568. Five a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is not college nicknames. It's college mascots. We've got Herbie Husker here in Lincoln. We've got Lil Red. I'm going to give you the mascot's name. You tell me what school that mascot is at.
I don't know, because Jake's going to make it. He's look at him. He's just.
I feel okay about this.
He's going to make him very difficult. But okay. Let's give it a shot. Okay.
If you think you know your college mascots, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill. In trivia, college mascots are our topic today. You guys don't seem to feel great about this.
But Jake, I do. I appreciate it. I think
this is different.
I think it's a good game.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
McLean, how do you feel about college mascots today?
Confident as ever.
Okay, you guys are in trouble. Confident
as ever,
says McLean.
McLean.
What a name.
Which is one of your favorite names ever.
Great
called.
Name. I wish my name was McLean. Mm. Sorry, Mom.
McLean, first question. McLean's you, simple. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. What school is Sebastian the Ibis the mascot of?
Oh.
That's a layup.
Is it? It's you.
No, I don't know it.
Oh.
All right, McLean, do you have this one?
Four. You gotta give him a... They don't get all day.
Four. Three.
Anything?
Are you still there, McLean?
Yeah.
Two.
Bueller.
UNK.
Say that again.
UNK.
UNK.
All right.
Do you guys want Sebastian the Ibis? It'd be Miami. Miami, Florida. Sebastian the Ibis. The bird.
Ibis
is a bird.
Did not know that.
They have a bird.
I know the bird. I can see him. I can see him.
Okay. 0-0 tie. First question. What school is Rameses the mascot of?
Oh, this is really hard.
Say it again.
Rameses. Rameses. I think that's how you say that.
You make a guess because it's what you use you because I don't know it.
Rameses.
Rameses.
Think about it. Ram.
Oh my God, just gave me a hint. Ram. Colorado State.
Good guess. It's Sutter went with.
You want that one, McLean, or not?
Is it Ramsey's? But no, I don't
know. Ramsey. That might be Ramsey's. Let's go. That wouldn't change your answer, I think.
No.
Yeah, let's go with Ramsey's, no. McLean.
No, I don't know.
That'd be North Carolina. They get the Ram.
I'm
sorry? It's Tar Heels, but he's a Ram.
It is, yeah. It's true. I know. I've seen it. That's true. Yeah, okay, fun game, Jake.
Hey, well, we've got two more to go, Bill. We can turn this around. Back to you, McLean. 0-0 tie. McLean, what school is Herky the Hawk the mascot of? Herky, H-E-R-K-Y.
Spell it one more time.
H-E-R-K-Y, Herky the Hawk.
So it's not
school?
E-Y.
Okay. Five seconds.
Iowa.
Iowa. That's right.
I overthought that.
Berkey, yeah. The Hawk is.
Well, I would have told you that. I would have said, let's do this.
For the tie,
okay,
Bill's
we got to get
play.
This. Bill,
what,
come on. Come
what
on.
School is Smokey the mascot of?
Knee on this, probably.
It's got to be Tennessee.
Brilliant.
Good job.
Smokey's a coon dog.
Good job.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think he is.
He's awesome.
I think
he's priceless. Smokey's a coon dog.
He is. I'm pretty sure he is. This will go to you guys, and McLean will go over under your answer.
We're setting it?
You guys are.
Okay, here we go.
What is the first year that Herky the Hawk made an appearance at an Iowa football game?
What do you got? Two up.
Okay. We're going to say 1964.
Okay, before... or after 1964, McLean?
A little shocked to get it on the nose.
I'm going to go before.
Brilliant!
1959 was the year. You guys
were
close. That's a good guess.
Well, not a bad guess.
First
a
good all, guess. Sip had 62.
That's okay.
That's pretty.
Yeah. We still would have lost. I mean, it's fine.
Good try, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, we got the last two
McLean
questions right, too.
Us.
McLean, well done. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Yep, thank you. Shut up,
Sipple. Yep, McLean.
Nice McLean got us.
McLean.
And we're back to 1-1. Mark
okay.
that down.
It's okay. Hey, we got questions right. There was a rough start, and we got the last two right.
You've never done that one, I don't think.
I don't think so. Ramsey's. I tried to look up the pronunciation of that, and I must have messed it up.
Were you doing that at Blur yesterday?
I was. Yes, was I was. I was making the game
Jake
show
on the
Blur.
Couch.
Was it a black leather couch?
No, it's not leather. It's cloth, so it kind of got hot in the heat. Kind of a grayish color, okay. Dark gray.
What was your favorite food yesterday?
I had a brat. The brat was good.
Really good. Yep.
Patrinka weighed in again, by the way.
What'd she say?
She said, tell Jake I'll help him out with the golf tournament. I've done about 50.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Patrinka.
When can you come down? Can you come down and meet with us, Patrinka, tomorrow?
She might come to Blur. I might see her at Blur, possibly.
Okay.
Sorry, yesterday.
We need to get together on this and get this thing organized.
Patrinka, seriously, help Jake out.
I could use some help.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of teams been texting me. I've had 8 people send their foursomes to me. And I'm like, well, I'll just hang on.
Well, let me talk to Jimmy Ager first.
Yes.
And then we'll get back to you.
In the middle of the city.
Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.